spending a lot of time.
Oh.
Okay, good morning everybody.
Hi.
Good morning. Oh, everybody's not ready.
Almost. Ready.
Alright. Okay, let's go. So, we're here today to have our first kickoff meeting about this new project we're going to talk about in a few minutes. So, I will be Sebastian, the project manager. You are?
I'm Michael, I'm the user interface designer.
Okay.
I'm Guillermo Ladilla, I'm the marketing expert.
And I'm Hemant, the industrial designer.
Okay, very good. Thanks for being here. So let's have a look to the agenda. So we are going to go through this agenda and mainly first to to be used to the tools available in this nice and smart meeting room we have here. Then we'll go to the plan of the project and have general discussions about it. So the goal of this project is to develop a new remote control. It should be original, trendy, and also user-friendly. As usual, we will follow the project method that we are using in our company. It is in three steps, as you know. First, the functional design. The second, the conceptual design. And then the detailed design. During each step of each design, you will work separately, individually, on your specific tasks. And we will meet to discuss and take decisions about what you did and what we will do next. So first, we have to train ourselves with all the tools available in this nice meeting room and particularly the whiteboard. So we are going to go through the whiteboard and take some notes or do some drawings. So who want to start?
I will
Mr.
if
McGrady?
No one else wants to. Yeah. Okay, so you want me to draw my favorite animal? Let's see. Well, I don't really have a favorite animal, but
one in mind.
I think I have one in mind, so I'm gonna tell you about the spider because you can actually draw it pretty well in the corner of a whiteboard. But the spider has a spider lives in a web. And has 8 legs. And it can move all about the web in 2 dimensions. Unless it's a 3-dimensional web, which they have sometimes. There are some spiders that live in, like, they have, like, a kind of a big ball of a web. And the other thing is some spiders can actually fly, like, they have, they let out, like, a stream of, like, the web building material, but it acts like a parachute, so they can actually kind of go and find new, build a new web somewhere else. So, I think they did this in Charlotte's Web, that movie, that little, well, it's actually a book first, but at the end all the spiders kind of flew away. So,
okay.
That's my animal.
Thank you. Very interesting. Guillermo, you want to?
Okay.
I don't know why, but when I was a child, I wanted to be a panther. Not a pink panther.
But don't you think it's very difficult to draw a panther?
Yeah.
So better I don't like
it. It would
be
very funny for us.
Okay, it's a friendly panther.
Maybe it's happy because it just ate someone.
Yeah, maybe. Honestly, I don't know what's his its behavior. I don't know if it's the male who hunts or it's the female. I have watched that lions didn't hunt. It's the female lions who hunt. So, but I like it because it's fast and it's black as well, so it can. It can hide itself very easily, and it looks like powerful, strong. I don't know. I watched a film about a black panther when I was a child. And I was in that age when everything was shocking me a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
So you don't like pink panthers?
I like it.
Does it help?
Apple is coming out once in a while. It's not very strong. Okay, so not the favorite animal, but I think I'll draw elephant. I'll try to draw elephant. That's a problem. Okay, thanks. Okay, so elephant goes like this. Let's assume. And then it has 4 feet. I don't know whether there should be any distance or not, but I think this is the easiest. And then we have its trunk. And yeah, something like this. An eye. Cute. Yeah, so.
Two elephants.
And sometimes they have a hump. It seems that elephants are pretty friendly, and they have one very important way, a different way of walking. So when they walk, wherever they are going to put their first feet, the second feet will always be. When they come to that position, the third feet will be there. That's the way they walk. And that's very peculiar about them. None of the other animals walk like this. And they are very useful to human beings, at least few hundred years ago, when there was no means of transportation or something, or when they had to carry huge loads from one place to another. Elephants were very useful. And they are found in usually the warm countries. And they are the biggest terrestrial animal. That's what I know about them. So that's what I wanted to tell about.
So is this an Indian or an African elephant? Because you haven't drawn
there
the
are
ears.
Two kind of, they are very different, Indian and African elephants. So Indian elephant is having one bump, I think, and the African have two. And then there is a difference in the trunk of the animals, these elephants who are Indian. And so for some elephants, it's the trunk is having one. Do we have some message there?
Yes, we have to
wind
up? I
have
to catch you, sorry.
Okay.
Some
other time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We can discuss that offline.
Yeah, I will discuss that offline. Or do we do another meeting on Alex? So another important part of the project is about money. And about finances. So we should target the selling price of €25 for this remote control. And we have which should generate a profit of €50 million. Okay. And we should target the international market.
So can I just ask one question? Is this a standalone unit that we're going to be selling? So it's going to be, you already have a TV, but you're buying an extra remote control for it or something?
Oh, this is the next topic we have to discuss, exactly.
Right.
So let's go to it. So we should decide which kind of remote control we want to go. Should it be specific remote control to some specific device? Should it be a universal one? And etc. So so I'm waiting for your inputs very quickly because we have only three minutes to go.
Okay, well, so it seems the first thing that they've kind of specified is the price, like based on how much profit we want to make, which seems to kind of a little strange if we don't know what the product is yet. But I guess if that's the requirement that we need to design the product to actually fit that price bracket. So I guess we're going to need to find out what's actually, you know, what people are willing to pay for, what kind of product they're expecting for €25. Because
okay.
It seems quite a lot for a remote control. So
okay, I think this is more a job to our
marketing person,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be the topic of maybe of the next meeting, just to have an overview of this and in which direction we should go. So we need to close the meeting. We'll have a new meeting soon, and so here are the work every of you have to do. So you have to work on the working design. You have to work on the technical functions, and you have to work on the user requirements specs. Right.
Yeah.
You will receive some information by email, as usual. Thanks for coming today.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks.
All right.